Hello, and welcome to the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's weekly podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Join us every week right here where you'll hear what's happening in performance in Albuquerque. We'll keep a running calendar of shows opening and closing, and talk to interesting people involved in entertainment here in Albuquerque. This week, however, we're going to do something a little different. We'll take a look at some theater history, how it all began. But before we do that, let's take a look at the calendar. A Streetcar Named Desire continues its run at the Vortex through April 15th. Murder on the High Seas continues at Foul Play Dinner Cafe. Sister Act is at Albuquerque Little Theater and continues through the 31st. Wish Upon a Star is at the Adobe, opening March 30th and runs through April 1st. Other shows coming in April include another Afro-Kirky Concert Series event at the African American Cultural Center, Trinidadian trumpeter Etienne Charles Creole Soul. Elite Theater and Dance's production of The Jungle Book happens in April, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is coming to Musical Theater Southwest. Shakespeare 505's version of Measure for Measure will be at the Ox Dog. Black Coffee opens at the Adobe, Godspell is coming to the Desert Rose, and the Glitter Girls will play the East Mountain Center for Theater. Meanwhile, New Mexico Young Actors will present Disney's Aladdin Jr. at the Chemo Theater. Opera Southwest presents Norma at the Hispanic Cultural Center. The Vortex will offer Minx and Savage at the end of April, and it will continue into May. As part of the Linnell Festival of New Plays for 2018, the UNM Department of Theater and Dance will present Los Dreamers, The Great Maverick Adventure of 2007, and Planeta Solitario. Also coming to UNM, the House of Bernardo Alba. Late in April, Abre Paso Flamenco presents Dibujos at the Jewish Community Center. And we'll talk with flamenco artist Alice Blumenfeld about this show in one of the upcoming podcasts. Also coming to Popejoy, Porgy and Bess on March 31st, The Book of Mormon opening April 10th, Tao Drumheart on April 20th, and Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, on the 23rd. Upcoming auditions include Oleana, March 31st at the Vortex Theater, In the Heights, March 31st at Musical Theater Southwest, and in April, The Book of Will at the Adobe. And now a little history. From time to time, we will not have a guest on the show, but rather present bits and pieces about the performance world we think might be of interest to you. On this week's podcast, we're going to begin looking at some theater history, how it all began. For this look, we're relying on the Theater Seat Store's front-page article, Mythology in the Theater. When we talk about theater history, the generally accepted version is that it started in the 4th or 5th century BC in Athens, Greece. But the precise origin of theater remains shrouded in secrecy. Archaeologists have uncovered sparse information regarding the origin of theater, and the little information uncovered comes from ancient artifacts, wall paintings, decorations, and hieroglyphs. All of these ancient recordings tell of successful hunts, life cycles, seasonal changes, and myths about the gods. These historical findings explain how ancient peoples passed along their experiences through the art of storytelling and dramatizing events. Oral tradition provided future generations a life plan. Ancient theater emerged from the myths, the rituals, and ceremonies dedicated to the gods. Early societies perceived a direct connection between the actions of a group of its leaders and its impact on the whole society. In order to preserve the society, these same groups and leaders acted from habit to form a tradition that would cultivate unique ceremonies and rituals. These repetitions of ceremonies and rituals laid the groundwork for theater as we know it today. According to esteemed mythologist Joseph Campbell, societies performed rituals and ceremonies out of a sense of duty and to receive power and pleasure. In fact, these same societies carried out these rituals as a means to influence and control events such as guaranteeing a plentiful harvest. Other times, societies performed rituals out of ritual duty. As societies developed into full-blown civilizations, rituals became more elaborate by incorporating costumes and masks. Many rituals brought entertainment and pleasure, especially those intended to glorify victories, heroes, supernatural powers, and, of course, the gods. Many of these rituals are accompanied by myths. Myths entered the storytelling tradition, which gave rise beyond the original rites. As a result, myths evolved toward entertainment and the aesthetic. Eventually, societies performed these stories on their own accord. This became the first steps towards theater. Leaders, mainly elders and priests or actors, emerged from these rituals. In addition, societies reserved acting spaces to enact their rituals. These acting spaces eventually led to the development of auditoriums for more elaborate rituals. The ancient Egyptians, heralded as one of the oldest civilizations to start transition from ritual to theater. Archaeological evidence dating from 2800 to 2400 BC describes dramas that sent the pharaoh off to the underworld. These same dramas also depicted the continuous cycle of life and the pharaoh's power in the afterlife. Other Egyptian dramas include the drama recounting the life and death of the god Osiris. The Greeks also held many festivals to honor their many gods, particularly Dionysus. These festivals usually involved drunken men dressed in goatskins to symbolize sexual potency. The earliest festivals only had one person playing all the roles. Later, three actors were used on stage. Due to the limited amount of actors allowed on stage, the chorus became an active part of Greek theater. Greek theater took on many forms. However, the tragedies written during this time resonate well with contemporary audiences. Greek tragedies are based on history and mythology. Many of the stories centered on the character's search for the meaning of life and the quest to understand the nature of the gods. The Romans modeled their dramatization based off of the Greek and other cultural influences. Roman theater incorporated stock characters, costumes, and masks, and Roman theater based its dramatization on domestic life and mythology. Dramas were held in large amphitheaters. Other cultures continued the trend of honoring the gods and depicting life in drama. In fact, the mythological influence in theater continued into medieval times when acting began to flourish. It is still depicted today in some playwrights and performances. There's a little bit of history for this week, and that does it for this week's show. Join us again in weeks to come when we will talk with interesting people in Albuquerque's theater world, and we will discover a little insider information about performances here in Albuquerque. The Albuquerque Theater Guild's podcast is the place where you can keep up to date on what's playing and hear special features like performance interviews and a bit of insider knowledge. If you're enjoying our programs, please like us, comment, and share with your friends on other social media platforms. Until we're together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time.